Blog Talk Radio.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I seek refuge, protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Today is April 2nd, 2021. And we are about to begin the Quranic recitation here right at the 1:30 mark. And then we will go into the Quranic reading to almost 2 o'clock, in which we will begin our kutbah or our sermon today. This is from the Nur Allah Islamic Center in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I'm the resident imam, Michael Sahir, and the topic today will be on Quranic revelation is revealing the best in you. At this time here, we will begin Quranic recitation of Surah chapter 18 of the Quran. It was the advice, the guidance of Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, that on Fridays we read this chapter. So let us begin this recitation. As-salamu alaykum.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala 'abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave, and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قَيِّمًا لِيُنذِرَ بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا مِّن لَّدُنْهُ وَيُبَشِّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward.
ماكثين فيه أبدا.
Wherein they will abide forever.
وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا.
And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم. كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor had their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years.
ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا.
And afterward we raised them up, that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside Him, for then should we utter an enormity.
هؤلاء قومنا اتخذوا من دونه آلهة لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا.
These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذْ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set, go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فابعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true and that as for the hour there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. those who won their point said, "We verily shall build a place of worship over them."
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say, "They were three, their dog the fourth," and some say, "Five, their dog the sixth," guessing at random, and some say, "Seven, and their dog the eighth." Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And say not of anything, "Lo, I shall do that tomorrow," except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, "It may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this." And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قل الله أعلم بما لبثوا له غيب السماوات والأرض أبصر به وأسمع ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is he, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside him, and he maketh none to share in his government.
واتل ما أوحي إليك من كتاب ربك لا مبدل لكلماته ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change his words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking his countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, "It is the truth from the Lord of you all. Then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces, calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place."
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grape, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men. And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man?
لكن هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا.
But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou enteredst thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There's no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِّن جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden, and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside.
أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا.
Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world, as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward and better in respect of hope.
ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills and ye see the earth emerging and we gather them together so as to leave not one of them behind.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us as we created you at the first, but ye thought that we had set no tryst for you.
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
And remember when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape thence.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وما نرسل المرسلين إلا مبشرين ومنذرين ويجادل الذين كفروا بالباطل ليدحضوا به الحق واتخذوا آياتي وما أنذروا هزوا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وَإِنْ تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright.
لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا.
Thy Lord is the forgiver, full of mercy. If he took them to task now for what they earn, he would hasten on the doom for them. But theirs is an appointed term from which they will find no escape.
وتلك القرى أهلكناهم لما ظلموا وجعلنا لمهلكهم موعدا.
And all those townships, we destroyed them when they did wrong, and we appointed a fixed time for their destruction.
وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا.
And when Moses said unto his servant, I will not give up until I reach the point where the two rivers meet, though I march on for ages. And when they reached the point where the two met, they forgot their fish, and it took its way into the waters, being free.
فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَا قَالَ لِفَتَاهُ آتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبًا.
And when they had gone further.
As-salamu alaykum, Brother Khalil. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam, Brother Imam. Juma Mubarak.
Alhamdulillah. Juma Mubarak. Blessed Juma to you. First call, please.
Yes, sir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسولنا. أشهد أن محمد رسولنا. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي أنزل أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا ماكثين فيه أبدا وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا إنا جعلنا ما على الأرض زينة لها لنبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا وإنا لجاعلون ما عليها صعيدا جرزا أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا هؤلاء قومنا اتخذوا من دونه آلهة لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا وإذ اعتزلتموهم وما يعبدون إلا الله فأووا إلى الكهف ينشر لكم ربكم من رحمته ويهيئ لكم من أمركم مرفقا.
السلام عليكم Brother Khalil.
Yes sir Brother Man.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine.
Okay, all right. I'm trying something new here. Go ahead, the second call, please.
Yes, sir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الإسلام حي على الإسلام حي على الإسلام حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله the praise be to God that is the perfect praise be to God الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين praise be to Allah the Lord sustainer of all the systems of knowledge we thank Allah for this day we thank Allah for every day We thank Allah for giving us the endurance, the patience to overcome that which He puts before us. Allah says we all will be tested in life. Life itself is a struggle. Life itself is a test. It's the perfect test to bring out the best in us. And for those who have no faith, their tests become a burden for them without resolution. However, for the believer, the tests become an opportunity to demonstrate their faith, their patience. They say sabr in Arabic. Their patience, perseverance. So we thank Allah for every opportunity He has given us to demonstrate that we are believers. The ease as well as the difficulty. We thank Allah for bringing us to a consciousness, a understanding of that. That is life. That is how life progresses. That's how life started. The baby struggles. Even the sperm struggles. It goes back to the beginning. God made us to be a creature to struggle, to strive, and to struggle. Alhamdulillah. Dear beloved Muslims, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. I bear witness that there is no God but the God, and there is none like unto Him whatsoever. Even the masculine him or he does not properly or adequately describe Allah, because Allah is not gender, Allah is not male or female, but due to the grammar, even in English, we say he and him, which just, we know that Allah is not masculine, he's not feminine. There's nothing that can describe Allah, but due to the grammar of the language, of Arabic, English, maybe other languages, I don't know, we use the pronoun he or him or his. But Allah is not male. Allah is not man. Allah is not woman. Allah is creator. And says anything that we comprehend and think we have concluded that we have described Allah, we have only described the shortcoming of our own thinking. That's all we have done. Because God is without partner. He is without associate in any form or fashion. Thought, imagination, concept, however you want to come up with it, Allah is above all, and there's no comparison with Him. No comparison with Him. None. I want to read from the Quran, chapter 45, verse 4. Just have a little talk about the Quran, the book that is to be read. And the Quran is also called Revelation. And so what is it revealing? What is the Quran's ultimate goal? Yeah, what is this ultimate objective that it is trying to reveal? What is the purpose of the Quran to reveal? Because when you say revelation, and then that's just what you mean, that something needs to be revealed. So Allah says here in the Quran, this is chapter 45, verse 4. Allah says, and in the creation of yourselves, it says, wa fi khalqikum, in the creation of yourselves, and the fact that animals are scattered through the earth, wa ma yatjabuzu min tabatin, that animals scattered through the earth. Allah says that in them are signs. Says in them are signs, that they are signs in the animals for those through the earth, for those who have assured faith. So Allah says, in our very creation, that He has made signs. God has made signs for us to read, to study, to interpret, to figure out what is Allah saying to us. You know, a sign is not the real thing. A sign is only directions to the real thing. A sign is only directions pointing you to what your destiny is. You don't arrive at a sign and say, I'm there. You're going from Indianapolis to Chicago. You can see a lot of signs that say in Chicago, but you got to read the sign. The sign says Chicago, but it says another 100 miles or 50 miles. Read the whole sign. So in our creation, Allah says there are signs, and we have to know how to read the signs in us, because Allah says it is true. So Allah says on the earth there are signs. This is in Surah 51, I get 20 and 21. Allah says on the earth are signs for those of assured faith, as also in your own selves. Will you not then see? So again, Allah is telling us in the Quran, Allah says that in the earth, wafi arsi ayatum, in the earth there are signs, lil mukkinin, for those of assured faith. And Allah says, and wafi anfusikum, and in your own selves there are signs as well. So Allah says, will you not then see? So Prophet Muhammad, the present peace be upon him, he left us with a completion of human excellence in his uswa, his uswa hasanat, and that is saying in his excellent model of human excellence, he left us a complete model. That's Muhammad, the man. He left us with a city, Medina al-Munawwara. That is the Medina, the city of lights. He left us a excellent model of democracy. They had Muslims, Christians, Jews, and others in this city of Medina. And he left us the example in Medina of excellence. An excellent model of democracy, talking about people, of a community of people. This is our Prophet Muhammad. He left us a complete picture. He left us with the Quran. He left us with El Quran, the excellent book. And the Quran is an excellent book of total exposure of human excellence. That's what the Quran is. The Quran is a book that exposes the human excellence of the potential of that in every human being, every race, of every nationality. We have the potential of human excellence. And the Quran is the book that is parallel with that ability, with that potential of human excellence in all people. And Muhammad the Prophet, he left us with the understanding of Tawheed. Tawheed is an Arabic word that means the oneness. But Tawheed is saying the purified oneness. It's It's not just one whole. It is a purified oneness, the oneness of God. That's first and foremost. The oneness of the human family and the oneness of all creation, not some creation. Tawheed is saying the oneness of all creation. Okay, one author, Allah, and he made the creation in unity, and that's what they call it. They call it a unit, but they say universe, saying the same thing. So, dear beloved Muslims, if Prophet Muhammad, he brought us this, he left his example, his ufwa, some say sunnah, but sunnah is what he did, but the Quran uses it when it comes to describing Muhammad the Prophet. The Quran does not use the word sunnah. It used the word ufwa. Ufwa is from siwa. It says you do have in the Messenger of Allah an excellent model of on an exalted character. That's the Quran describing Muhammad. The sunnah does not refer in the Quran. It doesn't refer to Muhammad the Prophet. The sunnah refers to the sunnah of Allah. He says that a number of times. But also use it for the sunnah of those who were bad, because sunnah just means the way a thing is done. So with all of these excellent demonstrations of a book, of a model in Muhammad himself, of a city in Medina, and with the purified understanding of oneness in Tawheed, why were Muslims waiting for a quote-unquote savior? You know, I hope you can appreciate this. We read the savior every Ramadan. Think about that. We're waiting for a savior, and every Ramadan we read the whole savior, the Quran, the book of excellence, the book of, that describes human excellence, or to bring us to human excellence. The Quran is the word of God. The Quran is the word of Allah. But why is it called revelation? Why is it called revelation? Because something has been hidden that need to be revealed. Isn't that what revelation means? It means to reveal something. And if you're revealing something, it means that it is already there. But you have to reveal it to the people. You have to uncover and reveal it to the people. But what is being revealed is already there. And it's revealing, the Quran is revealing the human excellence that is already there in our potential, in our ability, in our aspirations. So something has been hidden from us that has been right within our very eyesight. But the blind mind, or the blind man, same man means mind, right? But the blind mind, M-I-N-D, can't see it. So it has to be revealed and take the mud off the eye. The Quran is the word of God. He wrote it. Allah wrote the Quran. And it was not with a pencil and paper. Or any pen and paper. The Quran is the word of Allah. He wrote it. And you and I, in our human potential, our human excellence, we too are the word of God. He wrote us too. You didn't write yourself. Satan didn't write you. Your mama and daddy didn't write you. How'd you get here? When you say my mom and my daddy, those were vehicles. Those were what you rode in on. But who wrote you? Who made your soul? Who wrote you? Who wrote me? Who wrote us? Allah. Allah wrote us. And they say that our whole life is written out before we get here. Who wrote that? The angels didn't write it. Allah wrote it. So we have to understand that it's been written, but we can't see it because we have been blinded, and Shaitan trying to make us double blind. He trying to make us triple blind. We have to grow in two. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he couldn't see it at first. They taught him to read. He said, I can't read. We're going to cover that in a minute, inshallah. So Allah wrote the words of the Quran, of El Quran. And he wrote it from the same fitra, which we mean the original nature, that he wrote you and me. And Allah says in Surah 30, Ayah 30, Fitra Alayhi Alazi Fitra Al Nasa, that Allah says that the nature that Allah used of Allah is the same nature that he used in making mankind. We would not be here living in this flesh and blood life existence unless Allah wrote us, some say spoke us, into existence. So the word of God, Christ Jesus is called the word of God. That's Bible and Quran, right? And so when Adam slipped, Allah says, when my word comes, he said, follow the guidance, follow the guidance. So we could not be here living in this flesh and blood life existence unless Allah wrote us or spoke us into existence. And so Muhammad the Prophet, he brings the whole picture. He brings the complete picture of the human being in our excellence. Our first father, Adam, he leaves us an incomplete picture because he is the father of what is to come. He is not the conclusion. Abraham, he called the father of the many in the Bible. He called the Imam of the nations in the Quran. But that, too, is an incomplete picture of our human excellence. Because that is Abraham's work is speaking about the future. He was asking, he said, how numerous will my progeny be? Meaning what? It was not yet there. It was still incomplete. Moses, still incomplete. He didn't make it into the promised land. Christ Jesus, peace be upon him. He said, I can't tell you all things now. How be it when he comes? Therefore, if Jesus says something is coming after him, he done his portion, as Abraham and Adam and Moses done their portion, but Jesus did not complete the goal. He did not complete the picture. Because he said, I can't tell you all things now. So you're not ready for it. But he said, you can't bear it. But how be it when he comes? And we see Muhammad, peace be upon him. What did he get from the Quran? Allah says in the Quran, he says, this day have I perfected for you and completed my favor. Yes, Muhammad, he brings it all the way home. Muhammad, Allah blesses him to bring it all the way home. But Muhammad don't come home by himself. He goes to the seven heavens and he leads all the prophets in prayer and they all come home together. So we have the complete picture. We have the whole picture. So sadly, too many Muslims have been tricked into the position of waiting on something or waiting on somebody instead of working on something or working on somebody with what we have from Muhammad, what we have in the Quran. While we waiting on to complete something, waiting for a Savior to come, and we have the Quran, which is the Savior. Why are we waiting, dear Muslims? We should be working on something. And what is that something? That something is the human excellence in all people that Allah has established. Aisha, radiallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her, she described the Prophet as the Quran walking. We know this. Which means you could read him and study him. Doesn't the Quran literally mean that which is to be read? Right? The Quran means something that you're supposed to be reading. It means that literally. It don't mean ink on paper glued between a softback or a hardback book. That is not the Quran. The Quran is that which is to be read. And what are we to read? We are to read what Allah has put into our very nature. And the book that we carry around in our hand or we have on the bookshelf that contains the writing that is compatible and designed by Allah to bring out from us that excellence that he put in every human being. So the Quran, it literally means that which is to be read. And so that means that there's something inside of me and you that has to be read. And we know it can be done because Allah sent Muhammad, the present peace be upon him, as the model to show us that it can be done. And Aisha was she ready. Aisha, the Sahabas, they read the Quran through Muhammad's life, through Muhammad's example. They could read it. It came out. So you are the Quran, that is, in your original nature. You and I, we are the Quran in our grand potential. We are the Quran in our untapped, hidden human excellence. We are the Quran. But it has yet to be revealed or exposed or fully demonstrated in your life. Allah told the prophet in the Quran, oh, you cloaked. Or he put a cloak, a blanket around him. He said, oh, you cloaked beneath a mantle. Arise and deliver your message. So that Muhammad, he was sheltering himself. But Allah says, no, that which is in you got to come out so people can read it. What was the first ayat or the first verse of the Quran? What was it saying to Prophet Muhammad? What did it say to him? It said, Ikra, read. And he said, I can't read. Now, don't think that Jibril was standing there with a pen and paper in his hand, talking about read this paper. That's not how it happened. He was trying to get Muhammad to read something else. When Jibril, or Gabriel, that's the English name for Jibril, when Gabriel delivered that serious command to Muhammad, read, did Jibril tell Muhammad to read something that was external of himself? Did Jibril tell Muhammad to read something on the wall that was outside of Muhammad? No. He told Muhammad to read something that was inside of him, that was internal. He said, Muhammad, read your creation. And when a person, we begin to read our creation, we're going to realize there is a creator. But the reason why that Muhammad couldn't read it is because Jibril had not told him yet how to read it. We haven't yet been told how we are to read our creation. It's right there in the ayat. It says you read it with the name of your Lord. It says Ikra, but then it says Bismi Rabbika Ladhi Kali. Ikra, read with the name of your Lord who created and pointed Muhammad to look at the creation because Muhammad had already lived 40 years amongst the believers in excellence. In human excellence, without getting a single spoken word of revelation, Muhammad, just through his being, Allah made him to be that kind of person. For 40 years, he lived the perfect human life. Did he make mistakes? Yes. We know that. He's human, a human being. But the perfect human life he had lived, he was never known to be a liar. He was never known to be a cheater. He never bowed down to the idol gods. He was one that you can trust and depend upon. He was called Al-Amin. He was called As-Siddiq. Al-Amin means a trustworthy one. As-Siddiq means a trusting friend. Muhammad, he had that character without getting any revelation from outside. Here comes Jibril and said, now, read that. Those 40 years you've been living an excellent life. Read it. Read your creation. So if the reading is internal, then we have to realize that him, Muhammad being the example, being the model, it is pointing to a internal excellence in every child of Adam. Allah says that he made every child of Adam honorable. We're not born sinners. I got to say that every week because they pounded that into our heads so much until we thought that was us. It's kind of like they call out the N-word so much until now we think we're supposed to use the N-word. They get pounded into your head until you begin to buy ignorance and guilt and shame and think it's your rightful name. It's not. We are not the N-word, and we're not born in sin. Why? Because Allah made us. Kalas. Enough said on that. Allah made us. Kalas. Enough said on that, right? All right. So the excellent character of Muhammad, peace be upon him, that he had already lived for 40 years, couldn't be read in the name of Abu Muttalib, his grandfather. He couldn't read that excellent character in the name of his wife, Khadijah. He couldn't read that excellent character even in his own name. The excellent character of Muhammad could only be read with the name of his cherisher and sustainer. And that's why when we say the Quran is speaking about us, we have to approach the Quran in the same way. We can't come to the Quran in no other name, no other purpose, no other agenda, no other inkling of anything. We only come to the Quran with the name of our Lord who created us. And then we begin to speak. That's how you read this excellent creation that God put in you and me as well. Because how was it says? It says when Allah showed the angel Gabriel the creation, and it was so good, and the angel Gabriel said, how could anybody go wrong in such a beautiful creation? And then Allah showed it again to Gabriel after the shaitan got a hold of it. Satan got a hold of it. And Gabriel said, how can anybody go right after the Satan got a hold of it? That's talking about me and you. Before Satan get into our lives, he's like, we okay. But once we allow Satan to get into our lives, how can anybody go right with a soul like that? So let's understand this, the believers. That Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he is our model, but he is an achievable model in terms of human kindness, love, and living the exemplary life of not being a liar, not being a thief, not being a fornicator. Muhammad, the prophet, he done that. He demonstrated that in his nature. And then he had demonstrated it after he got the science of the revelation, and he lived it again on a higher level, the revelation. And both of them are within our possibilities because he is our model. He's an achievable model. It's just that we just won't receive any new revelation. You know why we won't receive any new revelation? Because there's no need for any more new revelation. Muhammad bought the whole picture. Allah said, this day have I completed my favor, been perfected for you this way, and this religion, and completed my favor upon you. So, no, we're not getting any new revelations. We may get some new insights from the revelation, but we're not getting any new revelation. Okay. So, dear believers, okay, what your religion is, dear believers, understand that every story or parable or literal law or allegory is speaking of potentials, good and bad now, that exist within every one of us. That's revelation. I'm going to say it again, that every story, parable, it'll be a literal story or allegory, it is speaking of potentials, good and bad, that exist within every one of us. The Quran shows us the bad in order to show us how to get out of the problems of life. It shows you the bad so we can give us a roadmap on how to get out of or away from the bad. Allah shows us the good so that we can massage it and groom it and work with it for more and better good. But the Quran is within me and you. But we need to do as Prophet Muhammad did, to reveal it. We have to reveal it. But we can only do it with the name of our Lord. So please, let us not do it in our own name. So Allah has given us this wonderful book, this wonderful way of life, and that the Quran is revealing the best in you, and it is giving you instructions about what could be the worst in you. Allah says that in the Quran. And so if we will make mistakes, but we don't give in to the mistakes, we don't feed it, we don't do the same mistake twice without understanding that the second time is not a mistake, because then you know better. The second time it's a sin. It is a sin then, because once you know better and you still do it, it becomes a sin. But if you don't know better, we're told in Islam that actions are judged by intent. And intent means you got to have some kind of knowledge of understanding. If you're doing it, you know what's wrong. That's a bad intent. So let us not go around blank their time. Remember they had that old Flip Wilson guy a long time ago. He flipped. He flopped. He put on that dress. Talking about the devil made me do it. No, the devil makes you do nothing. You wanted to put that dress on. And so let us not be those who buy weakness when we should have strength. The Quran is our book, it's our guide. And we thank Allah for it. That we end the first part of our kubar. Ameen. Amen. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I do want to say this here because I am trying to do the Facebook Live anyway. I don't have my headphones, but I hope they can hear me. But for those who don't know, the Muslim service, the Friday service called Juma. Juma also means Friday, and Juma means to collect. But the sermon is done in two parts. So I'm just beginning now the second part. And then we'll have prayer. So following the same kind of thought, I want to read some excerpts from the new book. It's called The Commentary on the Quran, Selected Verses by Imam Walter D. Muhammad. And just a little side note, we are working diligently every day on upgrading the book, and hopefully in a few months we'll have it out again. And so just be patient with us. We're putting a lot of work into it. But nonetheless, on page 382 of the book, Imam Muhammad speaking on the Quran as being the completion and the perfection. So let me read. Imam says, this is Muhammad's teachings. He, meaning Muhammad the Prophet, He led the seven prophets in prayer, even his father, Adam. He led his father, Adam, in prayer. He led his father, Abraham, in prayer. What is this telling us? That here is the son, Muhammad is the son, right? Here's the son, the last son in the prophetic progression. He leads even his two fathers in prayer. Did he lead them in anything else other than prayer? No.
No.
Only in prayer. So what is the prayer? The word.
The word.
What is the word? The Quran. The completion and the perfection that they all were aspiring to reach. Now, here is the answer coming in the last one. Just a comment on that a little bit. Ibn Muhammad said he led them in prayer, but the prayer was the word, and that the word was the Quran. He led them with the Quran, the completed and perfect book. Ibn Muhammad goes on to say, said the line of growth completed. He, Muhammad, leads them in prayer to demonstrate to us by way of metaphor that here is the line of growth completed. Here is what Adam wanted. Here is what Christ Jesus wanted. Here is what Joseph wanted. Here is what Idris wanted. Here is what Aaron wanted. Here's what Moses wanted. Here's what Father Abraham wanted. This is what they all wanted. They wanted the arrow to reach its target. And here it is fired out of a bow. Two arrows traveling along to the destination as though they were one, reconciled, perfectly hitting the target, perfectly. And the Quran says, he, referring again to Muhammad, now, he was referring to Allah, met him on the far horizon. It was a long way from Adam's day, a far horizon. But that spirit finally got there, and the job was complete and perfect. Yes, this is the way we should understand it, that Muhammad the prophet, he led the prophets in prayer, but he was a package of all the prophets. Yes, that Muhammad was. Instead for all the prophets are represented.
Again,
I'm going to read from the book on page 383. Allah says that he has made everything in the sky. That means the universe or the external world. He has made everything in the skies. The skies. He says skies, plural. Sammawa. Everything in the skies and the world. The Quran says he made it to give its service to his Khalifa. And he puts Khalifa into the plural, meaning there are many Khalifas, many, all over the world. And they will be generation after generation. They will continue just like the generation of man. In fact, the Khalifa is the real line of the generation of man. It is the real line of the generation of man. He said that he made us Khulafa, plural, right? Khulafa or Khalifa in the earth. And then if we understand that, we see that our starting point is Khalifa. That's Adam, right? Our first father. Khalifa. Something that is not finished. The finish line for the Khalifa is Muhammad, peace be upon him. All of us. You see that? He said all of us. The finish line for the Khalifa is Muhammad. And with him and with Muhammad, all of us. If we follow his revelation, his pattern, his siwa or his uthwa. Ufwa meaning his noble character. Lastly, from the book on page 416, Imam Muhammad says, here's a question. What did Allah promise to Muhammad, peace be upon him, mm-hmm. while he was revealing to him. Again, the question is, what did Allah promise to Prophet Muhammad while he was revealing the Quran to him? He said, I am going to teach you. God told him that. Some will say, yes, he was teaching him when he was giving him the Quran. Yes, but that is not all of it. No. He told Prophet Muhammad that he was going to send down upon him a weighty word. A weighty word. Allah said to Muhammad, peace be upon him, that he found him drooping, meaning he was strained and under a lot of weight. A lot of weight was on the Prophet. And just a little note, we know where he was in the cave, then called Mount Hira. He was under a lot of weight. A lot of pressure was on him. And so Imam goes on to say, didn't he, Muhammad, when he received the first sign of revelation, go to his wife, burdened and strained? And she told him of an uncle who was a Christian, and he had knowledge of Scripture. Muhammad had no knowledge of Scripture. He was unlettered. He had no knowledge of the Scripture. She told him about that uncle. The uncle talked to her, and she talked to him, and didn't his burden begin to be a little lighter? You know, it don't say it here, but the uncle, the Christian, told Muhammad that he fits the description that the Christians have been waiting for someone to receive the word of God. And they begin to lighten the burden on Muhammad. So, though he had already been receiving revelation, it burdened him. Why? Because it is heavy and hard to understand for a man that is not educated. But God says he will educate him. And God educated him. And Imam Muhammad said the proof of it was in him himself. That God educates people who don't know. And so when we read the Quran, you are being educated. You and I, we are being educated on the very nature that's within us, the very creation that's within us. And we have the additional mercy because we have Muhammad the Prophet as a model to show us how to live life. He left us the model. He left us the example. So, dear believers, the Quran is you, is in you, is in me, is in us. Allah would not send us a book unless it was 100% compatible with our human makeup. It would be cruel. It would be unfair to make the human being in one way and then send a book that didn't match us 100%. That would be cruel. And so the Quran came, you know, where you said, well, what about the books that came before? In their purity, they done the same thing. They spoke to the human excellence in us in our levels of development, not in our levels of completion. That's why each of them was searching for the promised land. How be it when he comes? We mentioned that in the first part. They still were saying, can take you to a certain point. And that's why in the Bible story, Jesus, at the Last Supper, he said, eat this in remembrance of me until I return. Oh, wait a minute, I got to do something until you return. Because he did not give them the whole picture. You say, well, when did he return? When did Jesus return? When Muhammad bought the Quran. Now, I know that's even hard for some Muslims. But if you're a student of Imam W.D. Muhammad, he is sweet. He is beautiful. He is a very, very well understood. Alhamdulillah. So we thank Allah for this day and time that we live in. We are living in a day of completion. Allah has brought the human family together, even in the physical way, through communications and faster travel. You can speak something in China today, and the whole world can hear it before you take your next breath. And we can travel, we can communicate in such a way. Don't see this technology and all these advancements outside of Scripture. Don't separate it. We don't have that thinking in Islam. We don't have what they call church and state in Islam. We don't have that. We have one life. We have one God. We have one holistic reality, and that all that God has given to us. In Revelation, it is for the complete human life, and we pray to Allah that we do not fall victim to the bad ways, to the evil ways, that we remain strong and faithful as believers. So may Allah bless us and have mercy upon us. God come to Salat. Brother Khalil?
Yes, sir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu an Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya la salah, hayya la salah, hayya la salah, hayya la salah. Kakamatu salat, kakamatu salat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah. Alhamdulillah. I'll be right back. Just give me a second. No way to install the Father. Salat Jumma Rakatain. Lillahi to Allah. Astaghfirullah Kaaba. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المكتوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
سمي الله لمحمدا
ربنا لك حمد.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Malik مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع مالا وأهلدا يحسب أن ماله أكلدا كلا لا ينبغانا في ختما وما أجرك وما ختما نار الله بوكدا التي تتلف على أفيدا إنها عليهم مفدا في عمد ممهدا. الله أكبر
الله أكبر.
سمي الله لمن حمدا
ربنا لك حمد.
الله أكبر
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر
الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الحمد لله. الحمد لله بن الشيطان الرجيم. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا أفريقيا لنا صبرا وتوفر المسلمين ربي زني أبا ربي سني أما ربي سني أما. الحمد لله من قبل ما أضفه.
Okay, I'm going to open up everyone's phone line so we can say Fatiha together. If you have background noise, put your phone back on mute because it would be disruptive. Just give me a few seconds to get everybody here. Keep in mind these programs are archived, so if you have the email or text, whatever, with the link, you can always listen to it later on if you wish. Okay. So we can go ahead and begin with the Fatiha together. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem.
Bismillahir
Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. مالك يوم الدين.
مالك يوم الدين.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
صراط
الذين أنعمت عليهم. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. غير المغضوب عليهم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Yeah, so this is a good day. Let me get some announcements to make. Anybody want to begin? You know, we got Ramadan coming up, I think, on the 12th, by 10 days from now, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Yes. The days are, we're into, the days are not too long, not the longest days and not the shortest days. We're kind of in the middle. So, alhamdulillah, for the length of days. We need that discipline for Ramadan.
Yes, sir.
You know, I have some good friends. I have some good friends, and every year they say, oh, it's Ramadan. They come to me all sad, looking all sad, long face. Oh, it's Ramadan. In other words, you can't eat and all that. And they be trying to talk like they feel sorry for us and be looking at them like, we kind of feel sorry for you because you can't control your habits. The habits control you. you're not focused, you're not reading the whole Quran. Now we kind of feel sorry for you. Well, once you come join us.
You know,
all this crime going on in all these cities, all these murders going on in these cities. I bet you if they practice Ramadan, I bet you, I know it would, crime would go down tremendously. Brother Mustafa?
Yes, sir, just like when you said where Jibril told Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Ikra. It could be translated saying, read what is in your heart. For Allah has given
right.
you 40 years of treating the world with humanity from your heart. He said, now I'm going to put the Quran in your heart to match your humanity, your creation. He said, then that way he tells everyone to come in wholehearted. But we've been complete.
Yes, sir. Anybody else have any comments? Because I think it's a topic we need to look at more. We've been taught to look at figures in religion as being somebody back there or over there, or it's always other. But it's not other at all. It's us. This is us,
yep.
You know. So, yeah. You see something? Oh.
Yes, I'm just agreeing. Amen. Amen. Yes. Beautiful. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes. So I like to say announcement for the weekend school. We'd like to thank Miss Maddie Jacobson. She's been working hard for Nurlah. And we have got a new student, Jenna. Brother Jamal's daughter from Florida is joining the Clara Muhammad Weekend School online.
Great.
So we'd like to thank her for coming on. Her parents inviting her and agreeing with the contract. And Maddie has set her up to be working with the students. So we thank you. So continue support for our students at Claire Muhammad Lincoln School.
Now, once again, Sister Carol, now this is done online, right? Or is it Facebook?
Yeah,
Zoom.
It's Zoom. Everyone, I think Brother Jamal said he got hooked up with Nora by Zoom. So they're doing it all on Zoom.
Good.
All our students.
Okay, that's good. People to know. In case someone listening,
mm-hmm.
they may have a concern about the COVID. Yeah, so. Okay. Because people ask me all the time, when are we going to begin having service again? And I'm like, I have no idea. You know, I mean, I think I'm like everybody else. I want to have it right now in person. But at the same time, we don't want to get out there too quickly and then regret it.
That's good leadership.
Alhamdulillah, yeah. So, I mean, because what I got on my mind, we got all that yard out there. Probably can't do it. Maybe we can do it later on this year. I'd like to have a fly kind contest. Or just, we can be on contest. We got to get fly kites. You know, we can fly kites and eat bean pie at the same time. Yeah. So there will be a gathering tomorrow. I'm not really encouraging too many people to come, but there's a group from Air Farger, young people 18 to 30 years old. They want to learn more about NeuroLaw. And so they were going to come over to see our place tomorrow between Mugwip and Isha. So that's for sure. I thought, because they just don't know. And they're born and raised, maybe right here in the city, but they are not been around us very much. So they just wanted to learn more about us as a community, our history, and our life here in Indianapolis. And when I tell them, I say, well, when we go back to the 1950s, and they just be shocked, like, 1950s, you know? I mean, not only were they not born, their mom and daddy weren't born yet, you know? So, yeah, I said, we have a Nation of Islam back in, but still, that's how far we go back. So, that's going to be tomorrow between Mugwip and Isha on Midhoffer. So, alhamdulillah. So, you know, continue to send in your zakat and continue to support the Muslim Journal as well. We have to keep our institutions going. That's on us. So, okay. Anyone? Oh, we've got the Sunday broadcast from 1 to 3. Call the same number. We're going to have Sister Deborah McGee, Dr. Deborah McGee. She's going to be on. She's working on a new book. She wants to interview widows, Muslim widows, who are 60 years or older. And she's going to tell us more about it, her book on Sunday. And she wrote a book a few years ago on polygyny between African-Americans. And this was a very popular book because I think she dealt with it in a very balanced way as well. You may recall she was our speaker this year for our parent appreciation, well, last year now, in December. She was our speaker for our parent appreciation banquet. Well, she's going to be on Sunday. And just something about her, too. I had her on before, on my show before. And I knew that when she became Muslim, that she came from the church, and she was a minister of the church. But what she shared with us was that she had came to the masjid, well, she began doing some research, and what she heard about Minister Farrakhan and couldn't find out Imam Muhammad had the bigger community, so she began to come around us. And this sister here, she had made her shahada, but she didn't go back and tell her memory. She said she's sitting in the pulpit on Sunday trying to figure out, how am I going to tell these people? a Muslim. So finally she went to her girlfriend and said, do me a favor. She said, can you start a rumor for me and tell them you heard that I became Muslim? So, and she said that she working on her PhD, and the school had put up, the church had put up $10,000 to pay for her last semester. She said, I got to give them back this money. She said, I'm Muslim now. And she did. You know, and then she summed it up. She said, okay, I got that taken care of. She said, now how am I going to tell mama? You know, so she probably went and told her mother. She went and what her mother told her was, she said, how you going to get a man that can't, if he can't see your legs? You know, but alhamdulillah, you know, she's very dedicated. And so she can be on Sunday, inshallah. Right. Okay. I can't believe
so that made me think about what you were saying, Imam. I said a lot of times it's good when Allah blesses to hear the Imam teaches on the Arabia, like on the marriage, the polygamy, you know. But it's more important that we understand what Allah said, only one if you but knew, you know. And stress that, because that is what Allah said, because that makes us take on a bigger responsibility of taking care of our single women, be they widows or whatever, right. You know, and make sure they're in, like the purpose of that, to have a sacred environment to continue to grow their children in, to grow themselves in, you know, our orphan women and stuff like that, you know. Yeah, so it'd be nice when we start to hear Allah gives us a choice, but he said, but if you understand, you know, your ibadah to me, I want you to do it this way, and then it'll make you think about how to take care of these other responsibilities in an honorable way.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, so, yeah, we have to keep everything balanced, for sure.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Keep everything balanced. And I will say this about the book, that she began writing the book called one of her girlfriends was caught up in a situation and she was like totally against it. You know, because
mm-hmm.
her friend was hurt, so she was hurt. But then as she began to interview the family, the children, and all that, then it was more of a balanced view. And I don't think she promotes yay or nay, per se, in the book. But she is, I think, in the scholarly, because she is a PhD, in the scholarly mind, she is going to present information. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Because it's up to us, the imams, to teach the religion. You know, that's up to the imams to teach the religion, so there'll be the balance of the world knowledge, you know, and for people who are making that transition, because it's just as important. But I think that's why we have to take on the uswa of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Remember that we are supposed to be counselors, because new shahadas need counseling. You know, we need counseling all the time, you know, inshallah.
Right. That's right. Alhamdulillah. And just a little bit on that word, uswa, I'm trying to remember the ayat in the Quran. I'll tell you here in a second. Uswa is a word that is saying the character of the prophet, and the sunnah is a report. Well, the hadith is a report. The sunnah is what, how he said and did it, but the uswa was to do with the whole character of the prophet from his whole life, even when he was a teenager, when he was a young child.
That's right.
It deals with his character. And that's how he got the name Al-Amin. Even before he became prophet. And that's chapter 33, verse 21, where Allah says, لَكَ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Allah is saying here, you have indeed in the messenger of Allah a beautiful pattern of conduct. Uswa.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from the word siwa. Siwa is a word that's referring to balance. Balance. Mm-hmm. that we have to be balanced, and that Muhammad, peace be upon him, he had that balance in his life. He had it even before Revelation. I mean, it was magnified and multiplied with the Revelation. But he had it throughout his whole entire life as being an example for all people. And his usul is not just for Muslims, it's for all people, for all religions.
That's right.
Anybody else have any thoughts or questions on the Kuba or anything else? You don't have to be on that.
Yeah, I sound like okay, I'm wondering about for the students coming up from Al-Fajr, is there anything that needs to be done ahead of time? You mentioned that they're going to come after Margaret.
Right. I know what I did tell them was that they had to wear masks. We have, it would be sanitizers. If they have to bring their own prayer rug and things like that, you know, I didn't mention that to them because I told them, I said, well, we're not even using it our own selves for our own benefit. So, but they wanted to come, so they're coming, you know. So,
is there anything that needs to be done, right?
Well, I talked to Sister Bamboo, so I said maybe a couple of bean pies. I said if we could introduce them to African American before I also our cultural taste. I figured that would be something good as well, because it's in the African American community, the word bean pie is just as common as Assalamu Alaikum. So, and since they don't have any exposure, I wanted to do that. But not really. You know, we can probably get a few things tidied up in there, maybe make sure the floor is clean or something like that, you know. But I figured pick up some pieces. I mean, the young folks, and they like pizza. And pizza is easy to cook because you buy it cooked. It's easy to get rid of, you know, so... And maybe some drinks, some chips or something like that. But we have a PowerPoint. I'm going to show them a PowerPoint of our history here in the city that we always show. And then have a Q&A, and then that should be it.
So what time would that take place, the tidying up?
The what? Oh. Anybody want to come over any time tomorrow? We can go this evening for that go. So I'll probably get there, I don't know, 4 or 5 o'clock, get some things done, you know, so. Anybody want to see, Mocha's not until, 7:40? It's kind of late. Anybody have a prayer sheet handy? Hold on, I look real fast online. See, it's sunset, Indianapolis. Anybody know?
No.
I think it's 7:47 for y'all over there, because it's 7:50. I think it was 7:59 last night here in Columbus, Georgia. So I think y'all are behind us. You know.
No, we're the same time.
You're talking about Maghrib.
Yeah, it's 18,
yes,
right? What? Yeah, 18. Right, Brother Elmi? Yaya?
Yeah, it's about 8:09.
So, I'll probably get there around 6.
8:08.
Mm-hmm. Get there around 6 and be set up.
Yeah. Okay. Sister Carolyn, I could come over there and help you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Okay, good. So we'll be around 6.
You talking on Saturday?
And now,
Saturday, what time?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Well, you can call me back. Yeah. You can call me back.
Okay,
you
I'll call you back.
Oh, I do have another announcement to make, too. And I mentioned this at the last two Shura meetings, and where nothing happened. So, I told them that I need a secretary treasurer very badly. I mentioned it at the last two Shura meetings, so I'm now bringing it to the believers. I need help in that department. And I'll leave it right there for right now. But I do need help.
Thank you for it.
Okay.
You know what?
All right.
Salaam alaikum, bro.
Alaykum as-salam.
I just wanted to say Masjid al-Mu'mineen has got a virtual fundraiser tomorrow, and I believe Hakeem Jackson is going to be the speaker.
Mm-hmm. What time is that?
Hakeem Jackson. That's, I believe it's...
What time is that?
Oh, God. I'm not sure. I think it's about 6 o'clock or something like that. I'm not sure.
Is it virtual?
It's a virtual fundraiser.
Okay, good. Because I got this other commitment already at 8, but maybe I can tune in for the first part.
Okay.
It's a fundraiser?
It's a fundraiser, yeah. It's a fundraiser. It was Ismael was letting people know today.
He says relax.
You're ahead of time.
2:30.
All right.
I'm not sure, but I believe there is. I think there's something. I think there may be some type of registration, but I believe it was on Facebook Live or Zoom or I don't know
for sure. Okay. Yeah, we can find out, I'm sure. Okay, great. Thank you. All right. That's all I can think of, dear believers. And inshallah, for those who can, join us tomorrow or Sunday for the broadcast. And we keep on keeping on. I did mention that already. You continue to send your zakat and support the Muslim Journal, please. Okay.
Brother Mav, can you repeat that time? Can you repeat that time again for tomorrow?
For what?
Over at the masjid.
Well, we're gonna get there around 6 or so to kind of get tidied up, but they're gonna get there at 8 o'clock. Eight ten. They probably get there. Well, that's the time for us a lot. So we make salat at 8:10, 8:15, and then go and share with them our history. So.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. You're welcome. Okay. That is it. I will see you all soon, inshallah.
Inshallah.
All right. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam.
Alaykum as-salam.
Alaykum as-salam.